We begin in the North African oil-rich nation of Libya this morning, and the Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi appears to be losing his grip on power, with anti-government protesters claiming to have taken control of the capital, but it's come at a bloody price. Local agencies say 160 people have been killed in Tripoli, and human rights workers say there have been killings and injuries in other cities, primarily Benghazi in the northeast. There are reports this morning that Gaddafi has fled the country, but with no foreign media allowed to report from there, it's impossible to verify. But pictures and footage coming out of Libya show the violent unrest that began last week is escalating. There have also been reports that aircraft have bombed and strafed demonstrators. We begin our coverage with Middle East correspondent Anne Barker.
One by one, cities across Libya have exploded in violence as the anti-government protests spread through the country, demanding the dictator, Muammar Gaddafi, leave power. For the first time, protesters took to the streets in the capital, Tripoli, setting fire to public buildings, including the People's Congress, where Parliament sits. By nightfall, some, including Dr. Nafusi on the BBC, were claiming they'd taken control of the city.
Most of the capital is in the hand of protesters. We have some strongholds of Al-Aziziya compound of Gaddafi, but since this morning, a lot of ambulance cars are coming out of the Al-Aziziya compound.
In Benghazi too, in Libya's east, the protesters appear to have the upper hand. Pictures and amateur video posted on the internet show demonstrators raising a flag of independence. Others are seen parading with weapons supposedly captured from the military, said one protester.
The east side is all under, you know, the people control. There is no army forces at the moment in Benghazi. Most of them, they joined the people. The others, they run away.
Colonel Gaddafi has all but disappeared from public view, but there are increasing reports the man who's ruled Libya for four decades has fled the capital or even left the country altogether, possibly for Venezuela. But his son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, in a televised speech, has maintained his father is still in control and warns anything to challenge his rule will lead to civil war. Libya is at a crossroads, he says. If we don't agree on reforms, rivers of blood will flow through the country. At Al-Zawiya on the Tunisian border, witnesses say police fled the town as protesters set fire to houses and police vehicles. The Libyan justice minister has resigned in protest at the use of force against the demonstrators, which resulted in scores of deaths. Several Libyan diplomats have reportedly also quit to, quote, join the revolution. And outside Libya, the wave of anti-government unrest continues to spread across the Arab world. In Morocco, at least five people have died after protesters took to the streets across the country. Similar protests in Yemen have now claimed at least 12 lives. Tunisians have staged new rallies demanding their ousted leader be extradited to face corruption charges. And in Bahrain, thousands of people continue to occupy central Pearl Square, demanding the ruling family give up some of its power. This is Anne Barker reporting for AM.